Many start dates have come and gone, and the new National Children's Hospital is not much closer to commencement, never mind completion. Now issues with the St James's Hospital site have emerged, which some say could result in even more delays. The hospital's development board has confirmed that a public sewer runs under the site, but is insisting it will not delay the project, and it's not envisaged they'll have to move the sewer main. Jonathan Irwin of the Jack and Jill Foundation, which works to support children and their families, isn't convinced, though. He's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
This sewer pipe running under the site, Jonathan, how significant an issue is it in your view?
Well, it's very significant. It's the main Drumner sewer. And we've been pointing this out to the HSE and the government for months. And it's just the first of their nightmares. All the heavy-duty electric cabling, for instance, that's gone into the hospital over many years, which is underground, is not mapped. That is another major problem. The St. James's was a disaster from the beginning. It scored lowest in the Dolphin report. The only thing it got a plus for was public transport, which is the Lewis, which compromises the front entrance anyway. But no parents of Jack and Jill will go to the hospital on the Lewis with their baby in their arms and 21 pieces of equipment, and the baby may be on death's door. Mm. So it's not a great plus. It is when you become a visitor. But I just say two things. One, has any cabinet minister walked the site at James's? And if anybody who's listening is interested, I just ask them to drive around the site. It's a traffic jam the whole time. There isn't room there to even put in, let's say, an ice cream van. It's complete madness. As they've admitted, they've got to knock down an awful lot, including a beautiful Victorian church.
There is a reality that you cannot make an omelette without breaking eggs, and the board of the hospital have said to us in a statement this morning the project is on target, there will be no delay arising from the sewer, which is running under
the
site.
Well, I don't want to be unkind, Fran, but that's rubbish. It's been delayed already. They're months behind. Can you imagine when the construction goes? They've got to dig a three-story car park into the ground. The machinery will go in to get that out. Then you're going to have 40 or 50 trucks on a full rotation deal every day, taking the rubble away, and those trucks have got to be parked. And talking about parking during the construction, there isn't any parking now for the staff and the patients. It's so restricted.
You've never been happy with this site.
You're going to have all the work crew parking as well.
Yeah, you've never been happy with this site, and I sense you're going to say now that you should just move out to the James Connolly Hospital.
There are two that Dolphin really recommended. One is James Connolly, which has unlimited expansion. I mean, they've already admitted yesterday they're going to not proceed with the education and research. I mean, how can you start restricting a hospital before you've even started building it? James Connolly has room for the Children's Hospital and an adjacent new maternity hospital. The Coombe is also of interest because it is a front-rank maternity hospital, and there's 14 acres of sort of wasteland adjacent to it which could be bought. This site, honestly, Fran, you've got to understand, this site is worse than the martyr. It's a total disaster.
Should the brakes be put on, and should there be a review at this point?
Yes, because we don't need another review. The choice is between the Coombe and James Connolly. James Connolly, I personally would go for because 73% of my parents live outside the M50. It's all the land you want. It's adjacent to the M50. I can't understand this constant government thing of trying to create a new hospital in another hospital's car park. It just doesn't make any sense.
Okay, I should say that we did get a statement from the board of the National Paediatric Hospital Development, a statement from the board. They're saying that the transition of services to the new children's hospital, including research and education, is on target to commence before the end of 2018, and the selection of a design team will be completed as planned before the end of this June. We leave that one there, Jonathan Irwin, and I want to move on to ask you about the issue of medical cards. Reports this morning that some people who were in receipt of a discretionary medical card and lost it have received texts last night to say you're getting your card back. Have you heard anything about this?
Yes, I have indeed, because it affects so many of my parents. The most, let's say, famous one is Alex Kinney, who was on television and started this final role into getting medical cards, which, you know, we've been fighting for so long. It's nothing but good news. My two senior nurses and myself have a date with John Hennessy, who's the National Director of Primary Care, on Thursday night in Stevens. And we'll see what comes out today, because we're not going to rest until those children are recognized in their own right as a sick child. The United Nations has asked for this on two occasions, and the means test, it really relates to the poorhouse. So we will not stop until the children get a medical card, no means test, in their own right.
We had been told last week, when the changes were announced last week, we had been told that it wouldn't be possible to hand back cards to people who had lost them and had gone through the appeals process. Has that been set aside now?
I don't know. I have no idea. I hope it has. And we will, I mean, Thursday evening is going to be a very open discussion where we'll represent what should be the norm and this all should be about helping parents of a desperately sick child. And that's where it should all start from.
All right, Jonathan Irwin of the Jack and Jill Foundation, thank you for speaking to us this morning.